I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada.
Time to take a look at the map and roll the dice. Which one should we do first? Let's roll the dice first. So in the last episode, I found that if I put a backspin on the dice, then I get good luck. Okay, so we're gonna try that again. I'm gonna try to put a backspin on it. Ready? Yes! Light! Can you see it from there? I don't know, I never know how far you can see, so I better take my camera off the stand there. Look at that, it's a lake. Okay, so let's put this back in here, and let's take a look at the map. So, we started over here on the island, and then we crossed the ferry in the last episode, and now we are going, that was two episodes ago. The last episode was in Whistler. Now we're going over here to a place called Salmon Arm. Salmon Arm. A bit of a strange name, right? Salmon. A salmon is a fish. Salmon Arm. You know, on our trip, you're gonna see that there are some really weird names for some of the Canadian cities and towns. You know, I think every province, I was looking on the map before my trip, and I thought, you know what? Canada has some very weird names. Okay, Salmon Arm is one of those. A few days ago, we stopped by Squamish. That's a bit of a strange name as well, Squamish. Okay, so we're gonna see some really strange names. Just pay attention to how strange the names are. Salmon Arm. Anyway, right now, I'm gonna take you on a little bit of a walk with me down to this lake here. But first, I just want to show you this cool little library I found. Look at this, little free library. Take a book, leave a book. Wow, have you ever seen a library in the middle of the woods? In the middle of the forest, and there's a library. That is so cool. Let's see what they have here. No good deed. What's this one? Die Mainzers und ihre Abenteuer. It's German! A German book here in the middle of the Canadian woods. Can you believe that? Wow, what is this book? That's cool. You know, there are a lot of German immigrants in Canada. A lot of people came from the Germany area. Actually, my ancestors came from like the Germany, Netherlands area a long time ago. I don't know how many generations back, but my roots are German and Dutch. Okay, so, you know, maybe there are German people living in this area. That's just so cool to find a German book here. Okay, what else do they have here? God's Light, The Prophets of the World's Greatest Religions. Wow, look at that. Buddha, Jesus, Moses, Krishna, Muhammad, Rumi? Who is Rumi? I don't know who Rumi was. Lao Tzu, did I say that right? I'm not sure. Wow, that's amazing! Baby's Best Chance, Cowboy Republic. Looks like we have a Japanese. Is this Japanese or Chinese? Yeah, it looks Japanese to me. If I'm wrong, you can criticize me down there in the comments. If that's not Japanese, it looks Japanese. Tell me, is that Japanese or is that some other language? I'm pretty sure it's Japanese. Okay, so we have a Japanese book in here. That is so cool. I wish I had a book to leave here so that I could take one. I don't think I can take one because it says take a book and leave a book. If I just take a book, without leaving a book, it would probably be unethical. But look, I mean, it's just here in the middle of the woods. Anybody could take them all. It's an honor-based system. Have you heard of that before? An honor-based system. You're just supposed to do the right thing. You know, the idea is that people are going to be good and they're going to do the right thing. Hey, what's this? Always and forever in our JP... What is this? I have no idea what that is. What else do we have here? I don't know what that is. $5. Hey, $5 US. let's see, what else do we have here? Very interesting. Just to have a little library here in the woods. Well, when I saw this, I thought this was a birdhouse. I thought, oh, that's a nice fancy birdhouse. And then I came a little bit closer and I saw, you know, there were books. It's a library. I've never seen something like this before in the woods. I have seen things like this in, you know, small communities. I've seen things like this, but not in the woods. So that is cool. Anyway, right now I'm going to take you down here to this place called called Gates Lake Community Park. It says no open fires, no camping, dogs must be leashed. Okay, so first I'm just going to put my tripod away and get my backpack, lock my car, and then we're gonna walk down to the lake. Oh, I just realized I forgot to put a sticker on the map. So let's just see if I can do this with one hand. I'm holding the camera with my other hand. Okay, I got a sticker and we're gonna put it right on, there's Salmon Arm's not on the map, but Salmon Arm is right past, is just past Kamloops. There, Kamloops. That's another weird name, Kamloops. Kind of sounds like Fruit Loops. Do you like Fruit Loops? Okay, so Salmon Arm is about right there. Awesome. Wow, look at that. We're already over here. We're maybe about, I don't know, maybe about 10% of the way across Canada. We'll see how long it takes, how many episodes. I have no idea if it's, we have about 6 or 7 episodes now. I think this is episode number 7. Okay, so we're over here. So maybe times 10. Boy, that'd be 70 episodes. I don't think there are going to be that many. That's too many. But yeah, it'll be fun. Thank you so much for joining me on this trip. I'll just put my map away here and close up my SUV and we'll just go take a look at the lake. Wow, look at this cool area. Isn't this a nice lake? You could eat your lunch right here. It's too early for me to eat my lunch. And I haven't gone shopping yet, so I don't have any food. But wouldn't it be nice to eat right here at this picnic table, right here beside the lake? Let me feel, is the water cold? It's not cold at all. It's just a little cool, but it's not cold. That is so weird. Because, I mean, you can see the snow up there, right? You would think the lake would be really cold, but I'm surprised. It's actually not that cold. Hey, look at this cool camping, or I don't know if it's a camping place, but it's a nice place for picnics up here, just across the train tracks. Oh, look at these cool train tracks here. Wow, isn't that nice? You know, I'm going to take a picture of this and post it on my Instagram. Hey, are you following me on Instagram? I've been posting some great pictures of my trip so far, so I would love it if you follow me on Instagram. Look at that. Wouldn't that make a really nice Instagram picture with the train tracks and the mountain and the lake? Wow. It's a bit windy. Hope you can hear me with the wind. Hey, look at this. Can you walk along a track? I'm gonna see if I can keep my balance. I don't have very good balance. I'm gonna fall. Okay. I didn't make it very far, but see if I can stretch. Oh. I'm not that flexible. It's trying to stretch between. Let me see. Okay, I did it. Look at that. I've got 1 foot on each track. I feel like a gymnast. That's how flexible I am.
Wow.
Hope a train doesn't come and run me over. All right, anyway, just wanted to stop for a little bit and show you this area. Oh yeah, I was just gonna show you this nice picnic area right here. Hey, look at this nice creek. Just a little stream running here, and then here we have some picnic tables, a nice grassy area. Wow, this is just so beautiful and the air is so fresh. I wish I could send some of this air over to you. Do you have nice air in your country? I hope you do. Anyway, let's keep going on our way to Salmon Arm. Hey guys, check out this cool place I found. Wow, isn't that beautiful? Take a look at that. Snow-capped mountains. Beautiful green lake. Wow. This is amazing. I'm taking the 99 highway, the number 99 highway. It's called the Sea to Sky Highway. It goes from Vancouver way up into the mountains here. The road just winds around straight up. It's really steep. It's just sort of crazy. It's just right in the middle of the mountains. Just goes up and up and up. Hey, take a look at all these logs. Isn't that cool? Take a look at that. Isn't that interesting? It's like the lake is over there, right? And the lake is over there. But these logs are sort of blocking the middle of the... I think this is a lake. I'm pretty sure. It might be a river. That would be a really big river if that's a river. I think it's a lake. So yeah, look at all these logs just sort of right in the middle. I wonder if it's possible to cross over to that side by just walking on the logs. It looks like it would be possible. Great start there, and then just sort of walk across to the other side of the lake. I'm not sure, it might be a bit scary. But yeah, that's just so cool. I just wanted to stop here for just a quick sec and show you this, just tell you what highway I'm on. It's called the Sea to Sky Highway. And it's just such a gorgeous view. All right, let's keep going. Wow, take a look at this mountain. Isn't that cool? Look at those trees growing out of, looks like there was a rock slide there, right? Hey, can you see the train tracks down there beside the river? Look at the color of that river. It's like an emerald green. I hope you're enjoying this ride through the mountains. Boy, this is just amazing. Just look at this. I mean, look at these mountains here. They're so green and lush. And then you have like a rock mountain like that. There's no green, it's just rock. That one is green. That one's green and some rock and some snow. And that one is just rock. Wow. The air here is so fresh. I don't know, it has such a great smell to it. It's sort of like a mountain. It smells a little bit like sage. Do you know what sage, the spice, the herb sage? I wonder if it's these plants here. I think it's these plants here that are giving off the smell. Yeah, definitely. If I rub a little bit between my fingers, wow, that smells so good. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, I think Yeah, I think sage. Sage is the closest thing I can think of. It sort of smells like wild mountain herbs. Here, look at this. There's a pine cone in the bush. That doesn't grow on a bush. The pine cone grows on a tree like this. The wind must have knocked this pine cone. Oh, look at that. Isn't that a beautiful pine cone? It's just perfect. Wow, I love the smell of nature. Hey, I want to show you the best view right up here. This is just amazing with the lake and with this big rocky mountain right here. Oh, you're gonna love this view. There's so many places like this, you know, along this highway, the Sea to Sky Highway. This is the first time I've ever been on this highway, and it is absolutely amazing. Hey, take a look at this tree. Look at that weird looking tree. Let me just walk around this bush to get a better view. Okay, look at that. Isn't that a cool looking tree? A nice mountain there. You know what? That would be a great Instagram picture. I'm gonna take a picture of that and post it on my Instagram. But take a look at this lake. I mean, is that not beautiful? Look at that. This place is something else. Wow. These must be the animals that live in the area. Take a look at that. We have an American dipper, northern spotted owl, Townsend's big-eared bat. What the heck is that? Take a look at that. Big-eared bat. Wow, that thing just looks creepy. And up here we have the peregrine falcon. Oh, hey, the peregrine falcon. Renowned to be the fastest species on Earth, this rare falcon nests on the sheer cliffs along the river. The nearest town is called Lillooet. I think that's how you pronounce it, Lillooet. Okay, I think we're going there right now. I think we're just a few minutes outside Lillooet. But yeah, I just wanted to show you guys this place. All right. It's time for some lunch and time to check my Patreon. Look at this beautiful lake here. I just found this spot. It's like I have my own little beach here. Nice private beach to eat my lunch on. Okay, let's check my Patreon. So in the last episode, I had 10 patrons. Let's see if I have any new patrons. 14 patrons! Wow! 4 new patrons since last episode. Can you believe it? Wow! I had 10 and now I have 14. I am so excited about that. Thank you so much, guys. Wow, now I'm really gonna enjoy my lunch knowing I got 4 new patrons. Okay, what do we have on the menu today? Today, we have something very special. You want to see it? Steak! Hey guys, take a look at these cool flowers. Purple and yellow flowers on the side of the road. I just stopped because I wanted to show you these awesome flowers. Look at this! Purple and yellow. You know, they're everywhere. I've seen them for quite a ways, you know, just driving through this area. And I was like, wow, these are gorgeous flowers just to have growing wild on the side of the road. Don't you love them? It just makes the drive so much more enjoyable to see these cool flowers right on the side of the road. Hey, they smell nice too. They sort of have a sweet fragrance to them. Look at this. Look how many there are just growing wild. I don't know what it is about purple and yellow, but I think that's one of my favorite color combinations. Purple and yellow. I don't know, it just looks so pleasing to the eye. I don't know, maybe you disagree. Let me know, what's your favorite color combination? I think there are lots of great color combinations. But, you know, just driving along this highway made me think that that purple and yellow is a very great color combination. You know, if you see them like this, together, yellow and purple. Isn't that nice? That is just so beautiful. All right, let's keep going on our trip.
Look what I found here. Look at this place. This is a copper mine. A copper mine. Have you ever seen a copper mine before? Look at that huge pile of copper right there. Wow. I've never seen a copper mine before. Isn't that cool? Those three domes. Canada flag. Wow, that's awesome. This is a huge area. I've been driving around this, like, it looks like a lake for, like, I don't know, 20 minutes. It's a really, really big area. Hey, guys, take a look at this cool mountain. The trees look red. It's like red and yellow and green. It's really interesting. Some trees are green. Some are red or sort of a rusty color. And then there's also some yellow plants as well. It looks really cool. Let me see if I can zoom in on this mountain so you can actually see what I'm talking about. Do you see the red, sort of that red color and the yellow? Let me see if I can zoom in on some trees here. Yeah, see, okay, there's like a green tree there. I don't think my camera's focusing very well. But anyway, it just looks really cool. Maybe you can't really see the colors as well as I can see them with my eye, but the colors are just really beautiful. The yellow, the red, and the green. Sort of looks like fall colors, but it's not fall. It's springtime here in Canada. I'm just outside a place called Cache Creek in BC here. Hey, take a look at that church. Looks like there's an old church up ahead here. Let's go check it out. I'm not sure if this is a town or what this is. There are a few houses, some sort of machinery, like a dump truck there. So I don't know. I don't know if this is a town or if people actually live here. You know, one thing about Canada, you'll find this on the prairies, okay? Some towns are really small. Some towns have a population of like 10 people. 10 people live in a town. That's it. So yeah, some places in Canada are very, very small. Check out this church. Wow, I wonder how old this church is. Let me just flip my camera around so I can move it better. Okay, wow. Look at that old wooden church. Some old vehicles here. Looks like a bit of a junkyard. A junkyard with these old vehicles and this old church. Man, this is sort of cool. I wonder if I can go inside or... I'm gonna try the door, see if it opens. Nope, it's locked. But that is that's a really cool and old looking wooden church. All right, guys, I just got to my motel here. I'm staying at the Super 8 Motel. All right, we're in. Let's flick on a light here. It's kind of dark. Let's open up the curtain for some light here. All right, now I told you guys I was going to Salmon Arm, but I changed my plans a little bit because I found a cheaper motel in a place called Sycamouse. It's a small town near Salmon Arm. Can you hear that truck outside backing up? Thanks for ruining my video, commercial logistics. It says commercial logistics on that vehicle. Great. To honk your horn while I'm trying to make a video. I'm not in Salmon Arm, but I'm very close to Salmon Arm. Sycamouse is about a half hour drive outside Salmon Arm. So this room I found for a little bit cheaper than any of the hotels in Salmon Arm. So I decided to come to Sycamouse. Sycamouse. Sick Moose. Sort of sounds like sick moose. Sycamouse. I told you there would be some weird sounding names on this trip. Salmon Arm, Sycamouse, Squamish, weird. Anyway, let's check out this hotel. What is that? Is that an insect on the roof? Looks like a dragonfly or something. I'm not sure if that is an insect or not. Anyway, so this is the room here.
I'm paying $75 a night for this motel. Look at that. Two beds. Wow. I don't need two beds. Hey, maybe you can sleep in this one, and I'll sleep over here in this one. So, wow. It's actually it's a pretty big room here. Let's see over here. We have a TV. That's great. I can watch some hockey. The playoffs is on right now. The last series, the Stanley Cup. And we have a little mini fridge, a chair, and a desk, some lamps, a sink. Nice. And a bathroom. That's sort of weird. The bathtub and the toilet are separate from the sink. Have you ever seen a bathroom like that where the sink is not in the bathroom? It's over here. Got some little bars of soap there. Let's turn on this light. What's this? Let's see if I can get this out. Hello? Anybody there? Can't hear anybody. It's called a hair dryer. Look at that. It's or a blow dryer. Okay, if you want to dry your hair. How do I turn it on? Oh, on. Wow, isn't that cool? Nice. I don't think I've ever used a blow dryer in my life. That was probably the first time. Okay, so welcome to the Okanagan Valley. Tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Okanagan Valley. It's just a very beautiful valley here, sort of between the mountains. So that's where we are right now. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Across Canada.